you know, despite what you see on the news, despite what you hear from lawmakers, they are often passing bills in bipartisan fashion.
Absolutely.
They are just not the hot button, hot topic, big issues that we deal with where you see the real divergence.
Yeah.
Or you see Red Rover. One's on one side, one's on the other, and they're just trying to get somebody to come over to their side.
Yeah, we do get a King Charles effect every now and then.
Every once in a while. Every once in a while. And we have one in this case. Because our Senator Alyssa Slotkin, and the Senator out of Ohio, Bernie Moreno, are co-sponsoring a bill. It's the Connected Vehicle Security Act of 2026. And the intent here is to prevent the importation of vehicles from China, Russia, North Korea, Iran. What do they all have in common? Well, they're all adversaries of the United States. And the idea here is to keep them out of our country to continue to bolster American auto manufacturing.
Yes.
And it's something that's being applauded really roundly.
Yes.
In particular, Glenn Stevens, the executive director of Mish Auto and the chief automotive and innovation officer at the Detroit Regional Chamber. Glenn, good morning to you. Good to have you back.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
We're well.
We're good. And I think this is an important step. The president has signaled that he wouldn't consider having these vehicles brought into the United States. But I like the effort that's being done here in the high chamber.
Oh, absolutely. We completely agree with Senator Slotkin and Moreno. And we need to act now and get this right, because this is a national security issue, and this is a U.S. auto industry and competitive issue. And together, they put their heads together to introduce the Connected Vehicle Security Act of 2026, and we're all kind of digesting it, but we are definitely on the same page with this one.
And I know we've heard support from companies like GM and Ford. Does that signal, you know, like real concern inside the industry, or is it more about leveling the playing field?
Well, I think it's both. Like, I'm not a protectionist. I'm a realist. And when you look around the world and you look in China, and I visited these companies in China some time ago, and I know what they can do. From an export might, it's absolutely astounding what they're doing. And from a security issue, we have to be very cautious about that. And at the end of the day, we can't have what's going on in Europe with regards to their industry getting decimated because they relaxed too early with regards to Chinese companies. And we have to make sure that our borders are secure from an industrial base and a security base. And this is what they're doing with putting this forward.
Well, and look, there's a lot of different vehicles from a lot of different countries that are here in the United States. And I think that's a good thing, particularly for American auto manufacturers. Why? Because it creates competition.
Competition, yeah.
It creates that level of wanting to be better than the next. Now, would I prefer that some of these vehicles aren't quite as expensive? Sure. But the competition is good. What you don't want is Chinese EVs in the market, for example, that are so cheap. I was reading a story the other day that said you could buy four or five Chinese EVs for the price of one car here in the United States.
Right.
And that's problematic.
It is. And I think we need to step back and say, first of all, look, if we're going to put barriers up, we can't rest either. So we need to drive and advance innovation and technology. For example, with battery technology, we need to develop our own supply chains and our own technology. And we also have to work on the affordability options. And I think our companies understand that. But I also want to underscore that when we talk about the U.S. auto industry, yes, it is Ford, it is GM, it is Stellantis. But the U.S. auto industry also is Toyota, Honda, Rivian, and Hyundai.
Yeah.
They employ a lot of American workers, too. And this really is aimed at protecting them as much as it is our hometown teams.
Yeah, and I was going to say, you know, because Sean Fain tied this directly to protecting American jobs, and it's a significant threat to U.S. auto workers if Chinese vehicles gain a foothold here.
It is. There is no question that the technology advancements that the Chinese companies have put forward are quite astounding. I've been getting texts from Beijing, from the auto show the last couple of weeks, from friends. But we have to realize that this is not a level playing field. When you have an economy that is subsidized, input costs are controlled, data and policy is controlled, we're not on a level playing field. So from an economic standpoint, we need to protect it, or from really, and this is where they're really focused, Senator Slotkin particularly, is these vehicles are surveillance tools, they're data and accumulation tools. They are computers on wheels, and we have to be very careful about what's rolling on our roads with that.
Meanwhile, you've got this meeting between Donald Trump and Xi Jinping coming up in what, just 2 weeks from now? And I've seen a lot of lawmakers speaking out about this, and he's been pretty forceful on his stance on Chinese-made manufacturers, particularly if they were to be built outside of the United States and brought in and sold for a lower price, thus going around the auto market here in the United States. So it's not a coincidence that they're rolling this out now.
No, it's not. In fact, Congresswoman Dingell had sent a letter to the president as well, that's signed by 75 of her House colleagues, that says very, very much the same thing. In advance of your discussions, don't give up the market. Don't allow these in for really two reasons. Again, back to this bill that was introduced, national security issues and economic security issues. And boy, if Michigan is not an example of where those are present, there isn't a better one, because this is our core industry. We need to evolve it and build on it, but we do need to protect it also.
And Glenn, this is a rare bipartisan effort by Slotkin and Moreno. I mean, it kind of tells you how serious this issue is in Washington right now.
It is. And I mean, if you really boil it down to its basic, scope, protect American jobs, protect national security. If anything should be a bipartisan, bicameral, collaborative effort, this is one of them.
Glenn Stevens at Machado, always appreciate your time and insight. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
Yeah. You as well.
I don't believe, nothing that what Donald Trump has said would lead me to indicate that that's something that's going to take place. But
That what's going to take place?
That these cars would be brought into the United States.
No, right.
He's been pretty clear.
He's been real clear about that.
That's not, and I mean, even going back to the tariff issue, when some Chinese automakers were going to start building manufacturing facilities in Mexico, for example,
right.
He's like, there's no way that you're going to be able to come in here, build these cars south of the border, and then bring them in
here
for cheap?
No.
We're going to tariff you to oblivion if that's the case,
yeah.
Which I think is the right move.
I agree.
In that particular case. So I don't think there's been anything he said that would lead me to believe that he's going to change course on that, unless he wants to use it as a negotiating tactic, which I hope we don't with Xi, personally.
No. Right.
I think there's other people that you can negotiate with.
Right.
I don't know that we need to be negotiating with the Chinese on that front.
Deal with anyway.
Yeah. Coming up on the other side, Detroit's air quality grade gets a very poor grade. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib joins us on the other side. It's JR Morning.